Well, good morning, gentlemen. Now, I took a quick look at some of the papers and it's the same old stories. Femons are moaning, whining, complaining, playing the victim. And of course, many, many years ago, that was for the ears of the suffering husband or the long-term boyfriend. But because of the technical advances in modern world, usually due to men, femons are able to share their moaning, their whining, their complaining on the media. Now, I'm not going to put a link to these stories, but I'll just run through them briefly. There's a femon who's complaining about postnatal depression and that she now knows she will never be able to have another child. But let's put this moan in perspective, shall we, guys? Humans have been on the planet for a very long time. But the modern human has only really been around for about 200,000 years. And as femons are the breeders on the planet, and have been, at least I think so, that means they've been having babies for 200,000 years at least. And they're still moaning about it. The same with having that time of the month. Femons have been having periods for over 200,000 years. And they're still moaning about it. There's a picture of another femon who's actually just come out. She's about 40 years of age. And she's crying because she said people call her queer. The trouble is a lot of femons just do something to get the attention. You see, just being normal isn't enough today. You have to have something wrong with you. Or you have to be different in some way. And as femons are chameleons, they just go where the trending is. And of course, also, it makes them out the victim. The next story is about Britney Spears. Who? No, she was that person many years ago who sung bubblegum music. Listen, Britney Spears to me was never really talented. She couldn't really sing. It was all auto-tuned and all panache. Everything else going on around her, so you didn't pay attention to her singing. Every show she had, she was dancers flying all over the place, explosions, God knows what else. And then think of when Whitney Houston sang. It was just her. And that was enough. You know why? Because Whitney Houston could sing. She had talent. Britney Spears doesn't have any. And she's a bit of a fruitcake. You don't get papers signed and a protection order against somebody that has nothing wrong with them. And usually this is done to protect them. But because of the woke society we live in, there was a big outcry. You know, free Britney. But Britney Spears craves attention, just like all femons. She obviously has mental issues. There's a story where there's some kind of drama about her. And she says her mother set her up. I mean, listen, this femon has apparently £50 million. She could live her life any way she wanted, any place she wanted. But she chooses to create drama and chaos just to grab attention. And no, I don't think femons realize it, but men are quite tired of the complaining, the whining, the moaning, and the fake dramas and scams. Because it's constant. And the continuous blaming and shaming of males. Because they don't want to take responsibility for who and what they are. Just stop listening to their moaning and whining, guys. It's like a long playing record of over 200,000 years. Ghost, gentlemen. Let them moan and be entitled to each other. Yeah, see how long that lasts. Ignore them where possible. Their problems, and there are many, have nothing to do with you. They will just waste your valuable time and give you absolutely nothing in return. Say no to the femon and then look at the shocked look on her face. And it'll squint her face up so badly that it'll crack her makeup. Males have carried femons on their shoulders long enough. You'll be surprised how your life will expand without the burden. Fly straight. Fly free. Do it today. Take it easy.
Tonight. take care.
I'm gonna kill you twice.
I'm gonna rain on you.
Round one. Fight. Perfect. KO. You win.
Get up. I'll kill you again.
Round two. Fight!